Your presence is all I need. It's all I want and all I seek. And without it, without it, there's no meaning.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here today. And pray that you would continue to protect us, watch over us, that we'd be healthy. And Father, I pray for this service time now, that your Holy Spirit would speak. Lord, we wouldn't be distracted by what's going on around us, what we got coming up this week, but we would be listening closely. Lord, that we would be expecting to hear from you this morning. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, good morning, everyone. Last couple weeks, it seems like it's been pretty heavy messages, and so this week I get to talk a little bit more about something that's maybe a little more lighthearted, and it's just being thankful and Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving this week, and I know some of you got together with family, some of you didn't, some of you traveled, some of you didn't, but I'm glad you're all back today and healthy and doing well. And I'd like to begin in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6, and I think that this is going to be an upbeat message that's going to encourage each and every one of us. So, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Overflowing with thankfulness. Now, how many of you would you say that describes you this morning? You're just so thankful all the time. You've got a smile on your face, and you're just overflowing with thankfulness, and you're like, wow, they're the most thankful person I know. They're always full of joy. They're always full of happiness. And wow, they're thankful. How many of you would that describe you this morning? I don't see any hands going up. But it's saying that that's how we should be as Christians, overflowing with thankfulness. Who should be the most thankful people that you know? It should be the people in this very room. It should be your brothers and sisters in Christ. They should be the most thankful people that you know, overflowing with thankfulness. 1 Chronicles 16:8 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples." I love that because I was thinking about this, overflowing with thankfulness, and make known His deeds. And I was thinking about that being thankful can be a witnessing tool. If you're so full of joy, you're so full of thankfulness, people's gonna be like, what's up with that person? Are they a little bit strange? Why are they always so joyful? Why are they always so thankful? What is it about them? And so make known His deeds among the people, that overflowing of thankfulness, and people's gonna just see that in your life. And they're going to be like, why are you always so full of joy? I believe joy and thankfulness go hand in hand. Why are you so full of that? It can be a witnessing tool. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. That's the overflowing thankfulness. It's a witnessing tool. Have you ever been around somebody that's really happy, really excited? And you just be like, why are you so happy? Why are you so excited? Thankfulness produces joy. I promise you. I promise you, thankfulness will produce that joy in your life. If you've been grouchy lately, if you've been like, I mean, 2020, everybody's been a little bit grouchy with everything going on. But I promise you, if you take the focus off of everything that's wrong and begin to thank God for everything in your life, there's just going to be joy welling up inside of you. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now these are some hard verses, okay? Give thanks in all circumstances. And so most of us are like, well, you know, I lost my job, I'm not going to give thanks. You know, I've been sick for a month. We're struggling here, we're struggling there, and how can I give thanks? So I hope I can explain this the right way and it comes out the right way. I wrote it down so it would, but I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to try and explain it, okay? So there's evil in the world, okay? God does not cause that evil. Satan causes the evil, okay? So we're not thankful necessarily for the evil that's happening to us, but we're thankful that God is there with us, that God says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. We're thankful that God can take and whatever Satan intends for evil, he can turn it into good, okay? And that's where the thankfulness comes in. Does that make sense? Not that we're thankful for the evil, but we're thankful that God is there with us, that never will He leave us, never will He forsake us, that God is there to see us through all those things. Now, flip over, if you're still in Colossians chapter 2, to Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, verse 12. It says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved..." So, I wanted to think about that for just a second. You might say, what do I have to be thankful of? What's, you know, my life's a mess right now. Maybe your life's good right now. I don't know. But here, this is a key thing to why we should be thankful in all circumstances. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. You are chosen this morning. You are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Love. God loves you so much this morning, y'all. If that's not reason to have a joy in our heart and be thankful, then there's no reason to have joy in our heart and be thankful. But we can take so much, I don't even know the word to describe that God chose us and He loves us and He loves you this morning, so we can be so thankful for that. It says, "Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you." Y'all, part of being thankful is forgiving others, I believe. It's very important. I don't want to sit on that for too long, though. Verse 14, "And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." And then this next part, I want you to think about how much it talks about being thankful. How many times it mentions it here. "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." I'm going to talk a little bit more about the peace of Christ ruling in your hearts in a minute, but that's key element. If you don't have peace, you're probably not a thankful person. They go hand in hand. Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." When we sing, we've all done it. You're just singing. It's just a song. Everybody in here's probably done it. Mitzi, even leading us, has probably done it. You just sing sometimes. It's just, that's what we do. But y'all, that shouldn't be just what we're doing. We should be singing to the Lord with gratitude, with overflowing. God, You're so wonderful. I love You so much. Thank You for all You've done for me. And it should be a welling up in your heart. We're just not singing another song. There should be something moving inside of us of saying, God, You're so awesome. Thank You. Have any of y'all ever experienced that with a song? Maybe hopefully a Christian song of some kind, maybe a hymn, maybe it's a new song on the radio. Have you ever been singing it and just something wells up inside of you and the emotion's just so overwhelming? You're like, God, You're so awesome. But it's so focused on God, not on yourself, on God and how awesome God is. I've experienced it, but how awesome would that be is every time we were singing, we experienced that because we were so focused. God, I'm not worried about if I'm on key or not. I'm not worried about if the person next to me is raising their hand or sitting on their hands or someone's clapping or they hit a wrong note on the guitar. None of that matters. God, only what matters is You. And we're singing as unto You, Lord, with gratitude in our hearts. So verse 15 says, and be thankful. Verse 16 says, with gratitude in your hearts. And verse 17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I think it's very interesting that in these few verses that we just read, being thankful, having gratitude, being thankful is mentioned and mentioned and mentioned. How important is it? It's very important to have gratitude in our heart. It's very important to be thankful for things. And I was thinking about this, and some of you have been here when I've done it. I used to do it every year. I didn't do it this year, but when I do like a four-week thing on marriage, and because, you know, we look around us and the world, especially homes are being torn apart with divorce and affairs and all that stuff. And so I've tried to over the years really focus on having strong and healthy marriages. And one of the key things in a strong and healthy marriage is to be thankful for each other. But y'all, it's not just in marriages. It's your job. I shared this with the men's group a couple weeks ago about a guy at my work that, this was 15, 20 years ago, and he forgot to set his parking brake, and his FedEx truck went rolling away, and he didn't end up losing his job, but he was like, boy, you think you don't like your job? And he said, when you're about to lose it, you learn to appreciate that job way more, because when you're about to lose something, then all at once, oh, it's reality. But y'all, there's several things that can happen that when we stop being thankful, okay? There's several things that can happen when we stop being thankful in relationships, being thankful for someone in your life. When you stop being thankful and they lose value, and then all at once you quit appreciating them. You know, you think about me, you know, if you stop being thankful for me, before long, you're not going to want to come to church and listen to me. It's truth. I'm not, you know, it's reality. And all at once, when I say something wrong or do something wrong or tell a story, and you're like, God, I've heard that story 15 times from Pete. Why is he always repeating himself? And then all at once, it's almost like a despising spirit can set in instead of saying, wow, I really appreciate him. I'm not trying to get y'all to appreciate me. I'm just using me for an example, okay? Your coworkers, your parents, your family, your children, all those people in your life, you should stop and you should give thanks, because thanks adds value to them, because you stop and you think about all that they've done, all that they're doing, all that they mean to you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, we always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We are continually remembering before our God and Father your work, produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. How did that start off? We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. So I want to ask you, how many of you really stop and thank God for the people in your life? I mean, do you really stop and pray and say, God, I thank you so much for my dad. I thank you so much for my mom. I thank you so much for my wife. I thank you so much for my husband. I thank you so much for my job. God, I thank you. I thank you so much for all that you've given to me. Lord, let's even bring it down a little bit more. How many of you say thanks for your food? You know, I always try, and I'm not going to lie, there's times that I don't, but I really always try and thank God for the food that I'm eating. And y'all, I'm not one to do a big elaborate prayer over it. I just thank God for my food. You know why? Because I appreciate that I have food to eat. But you know what? Most of us don't really appreciate that we have food to eat. Why? We can open up our refrigerator and it can be packed from top to bottom and you can go, there's nothing to eat in here. Anybody ever done that? You can open up the cabinet and there's, you know, chip bags falling out and cereal boxes half open and you're going, Mom, there's nothing to eat in this house. And it's like, what's all that right in front of you, you know? Mine, it wouldn't be Mom. It's Crystal. There's nothing to eat in this house, you know. And but to truly be thankful for that, yeah. I get tired of talking about this, but I think it's the best example. And I know you guys probably get tired of hearing about it. You know my struggles with wanting new, nice things and everything. And so I've started trying to do something with my car. Not this past week, I was on vacation this past week, but the week before, I was driving my car and a new truck went by me and I was looking at that new truck and I just went, God, thank you for my car. Thank you. I don't have a payment on this car. God, thank you for the gas mileage of this car. God, thank you that it's okay if I'm dirty from work, if I got grease on me, if I got mud on my boots, and I don't have to worry about this car. God, thank you for this car. Y'all, I really did that. And you know what? It changed my attitude all at once. That new truck going by me didn't look so good because I thought about all the good qualities of my old junky car. No payment. The insurance is cheap, you know. I don't have to worry about if I'm dirty or not. All those things, y'all. My perspective completely changed. You guys, do it in your life, I promise you. And watch and see if God will not transform your mind. And you'll get a new attitude with what's going on around you. And I really want to stop for just a second here. And I want you to thank God. I want you to think of somebody in your life and I want you to thank God for them. It may be a boss. It may be, you know, a coworker. It may be your husband. It may be your wife. It may be your kids. I don't know. Begin to think, God, who am I thankful for in my life? Lord, thank you for putting them in my life. Thank you for placing them there. Sometimes at every job, we've all had bosses that we didn't like. We've all had bosses that weren't the best. But have any of y'all ever had a boss leave and you got a new boss? And then all at once you went, wow, that old boss wasn't that bad. I sure do miss him, you know. Well, before they leave, why don't you just begin to think that attitude about, wow, I'm thankful for that person in my life. I'm thankful for this. You know, it's a little easier sometimes to be thankful for, you know, maybe your kids. Of course, yeah, we're all thankful for our kids, but it's a little harder sometimes to be thankful for a job, to be thankful for our boss. And sometimes in relationships, we've seen it in marriage after marriage after marriage where we stop being thankful for our spouse and then all at once, I mean, Satan, it's just an open door for him to come in and destroy the home. And so If you haven't even thought about your spouse at this moment, think of your spouse and some of those qualities that you're thankful for in them. And so that's one thing when we lose thankfulness, okay? Things devalue. The second thing that I was thinking about is the peace and how the peace seems to leave when we lose our grateful hearts and our attitude of gratitude. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And y'all, this is something that I think is really important because I know there's people here and there's people watching at home that somehow they've lost their peace. They've lost their peace. They've lost their joy. They've lost their gratitude in their life. And so Philippians 4:4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I will say it again, rejoice. We've seen there in Colossians how many times he said, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. And here, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Repeating that. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Rejoicing is it goes right hand in hand with being thankful. It says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Y'all hear what that says? Do not be anxious about anything. I know for a fact there's people that's torn up this morning with anxiety in their heart. They're in so much fear about the COVID-19. They're in fear about finances. They're in fear maybe even getting food on the dinner table this evening. There's people bound up all around this country with politics. They're in fear with, oh, with the president we wanted didn't win, or the president we wanted did win, but there's fear and there's anxiety and oh no, what are we going to do now that we got this president? And oh, well, you know, what are we going to do now that this has happened? And there's emotions from both sides and there's fear from both sides. And all at once, instead of being joyful and rejoicing, we're full of fear and anxiety and we lose our peace. But do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Can I tell you something? And I hope by the power of the Holy Spirit I can explain this the right way. But I believe that when we offer up prayer and petition with thanksgiving, that you are supposed to pray for things, and you're supposed to thank God as you pray for those things that His will would be done. Does that make sense? God, I'm praying for that promotion. God, thank you for that promotion. Well, what if it's not God's will for that promotion? Well, you're thanking God for the promotion that you're not supposed to have. So it's God, I pray for that promotion, but God, I thank you that you know what I need. So God, I give you glory and praise that whether I get the promotion or not, I know you're still in control. See, that's praying with thanksgiving. Does that make sense? Not, God, I thank you that it's going to happen, but God, I thank you that thy will be done. And that's how we should be praying, with that attitude of God, I'm not going to be anxious. I'm not going to be worried that your peace is going to be with me, because whatever I know I need, you're there to provide. You're there to make a way. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Y'all, this is a serious thing this morning, because there's so many people I know that's struggling right now. There's people that's struggling with anxiety. There's people that's struggling with worry. There's people that don't even want to get out of bed today. When was the last time, if you're one of those people, you thank God? You say, Pete, that's easy for you to say. Look at your life. You know, we can always look at other people's lives and wish that we had what they had, or that they, you know, some of y'all might be wishing that you had my little car right now. I mean, I don't know. You might be, you know, and you can always look at other people's lives and wish that you had what they had. But that's not how we are supposed to live. If we're supposed to be overflowing with thanksgiving, we can't be comparing ourselves to other people. We have to be focused on Jesus and rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Rejoicing in Him. And then that peace that only God can provide, that peace that transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. If you're struggling this morning with you have no peace, you have no joy, begin to thank God. Psalms 107:1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. If you can't thank Him for anything here earthly, you can thank Him for how good and wonderful He is, and that His love endures forever, and that He loves you, and that He chose you. Psalms 29:6-7 says, "Praise be to the Lord, for He has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song." Giving thanks to God in song, giving thanks, my heart leaps with joy. And some of you might be saying this morning, with your stress, with your anxiety, with your worry, with all those things, how can I thank God? And I know I told this story not too long ago in the last 3-4 weeks, but in Matthew 14, I just love this story when Jesus feeds the 5,000. In Matthew 14:15, it says, "As evening approached, the disciples came to Him and said, 'This is a remote place, and it is already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the village and buy food, buy themselves some food.'" Y'all, is that not us? We're worrying. How am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to get this? How am I going to do that? Lord, where am I going to, meet somebody? Lord, where am I? What's going to happen? How am I going to buy Christmas for this, for my family? Lord, and we're worrying and we've got all this doubt. But Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here to me," He said, and He directed the people to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes and looking up to heaven, He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then He gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children. It was when He gave thanks that the increase happened. You may be full of anxiety. You may be full of fear. You may be full of depression right now. The first step is to begin to thank God. Would you guys agree with that this morning? The first step to get out of it is to begin to count your blessings. Begin to thank God for those things in your life that maybe you've devalued by not thanking God for. The first step is to thank God in whatever area it is that you're struggling with, and watch and see the increase come. Watch and see what He can do. And we're going to end with this back in Psalms 100, verse 4. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." You know, I wonder if we're not experiencing everything God has for us because we're not entering His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. You know, when we pray sometimes, what are we praying? God bless me. God help me. God forgive me. God help my family member. God help so and so. God help this person. And there could be really legitimate prayers. God, this this person I know, their baby's sick, and God, you know, we need to be praying for this person, and God, help, 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 help. But here it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. That's when you're entering in to the presence of God. God, thank You. Thank You that there's breath in my lungs today. God, thank You that there's heat in this building on a cold morning. God, thank You for my family. Thank You. Thank You for this. Thank You for that. Whatever it is, thank You, God. And God, I pray for so-and-so. I pray that You would meet the need. You see? Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. And I want to read the whole Psalms here. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. When was the last time y'all shouted? Besides the ball game? Besides at the Razorbacks? Besides at the, you know, whoever's your favorite team? When was the last time you shouted at church? Other than your kids running and, quit that running! Don't run in church! Huh? When was the last time you got excited about who God is? Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. There it is again. When we're singing, it should be joyful songs and gladness in our heart. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You don't know what to thank God for? Thank Him that we are His, that we are His people, that His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Thank Him for those things. And this Thanksgiving season, may it not be about turkey and dressing and how much food you can eat, how good the desserts were, or how bad the food was. May it not be about whether you got together with family or wasn't able to get together with family. Let's enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise as we enter into this whole season of the of Christmas and everything else. Watch and see how your attitude will change. Watch and see how your life can change. Watch and see how that anxiety can be diminished and even disappear when you begin to thank God. Let's stand. Father, I thank You for Your Word. And I thank You for all You're doing in my life and all You're doing in this church's life. Lord, I pray that right now, in every heart and every mind here, we would be lifting up praises to You and thanking You for the people in our life, for our families, for our jobs, for our church family. Lord, that we would begin to offer up praise right now, and that we would truly enter Your gates with thanksgiving and Your courts with praise. Father, have Your way with every heart now. Lord, if there's any here this morning that's struggling with the anxiety, with depression, Lord, if there's any here this morning that's struggling with having a grateful heart, Lord, may they be reminded this morning of all Your blessings and all that You've done for them. And Lord, may You remind them by the power of Your Holy Spirit that they are chosen and that they are dearly loved. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will enter.
I pray that you guys would be glad and full of joy and thankful for whatever situation you're going through in your life. Pray and then thank God that His will be done, that He will never leave you, He will never forsake you. No matter what you're facing, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts in praise. Do it this week, y'all. Don't just let this sermon leave you. Okay, that's Pete preached another sermon. Time for lunch. Now, walk the walk this week of being overflowing with a thankful heart. May we be the people that when people say overflowing with gladness, overflowing with a thankful heart, they think of you. They think of your face. Wow, that person, they're always so full of joy. They're always so thankful. What a witness to the lost and dying world that could be. Y'all have a blessed week. We'll see you next Sunday. Men's meeting this Wednesday night at 6:30.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad.